So I've been listening to a podcast called A Life Well Wasted, and recently they asked a very simple question, and that question was, why do you game? And most people's answer was, because it's fun, or because it's stimulation. And I mean, those are all valid reasons why you would game, but I wanted to take a second and explain the reasons why I game. I'm 27 years old. I've been gaming since I was 4. It all started with the original Nintendo. I still remember the day that my parents essentially tricked me into thinking that I wasn't going to get anything cool. Well, what wound up happening was the very first game I ever opened was Bubble Bobble. And to this day, it's one of my most cherished games that I'll download or, you know, whatever, and take a crack at it. I actually have it on Xbox Live, but, you know, after I opened that, I was like, how am I going to play this with a game system? And lo and behold, behind the Christmas tree was a huge box that was the NES control deck. Came with Mario and Duck Hunt and the Zappers. Remember that to this day. Now, little did I know, did that open up a whole wave of, I don't even have the word, a whole wave of joy to my life. And it was one of the few things that my dad and I did together early on. What wound up happening was I would spend more and more time playing these video games. And, you know, my parents were cool with it. My dad was a huge technology buff and stuff, so he was okay with it. Flash forward now, and I still game. I still pay attention to all the blockbusters. I live and breathe gaming. I listen to music from games. I listen to podcasts. I, you know, try and develop my own games in my head. I do all sorts of things. It defines who I am. And the reason why I game, not just because it's fun, but because I feel like everybody, from me to the kid across the street, has a story to tell. And yeah, you could spend thousands and thousands of dollars buying camera equipment, setting up shots, and, you know, creating a movie about your vision. Or you can make it interactive and tell your story interactively. Perfect example of this, it's, you know, April 2013, so most of you have already played BioShock Infinity. Perfect example of, well, I said Infinity, I meant Infinite. The perfect example of storytelling in games. I can't think of a game recently that told such a great story, other than games from my youth, but it exemplifies storytelling in games, and that's an important aspect to me. I mean, I don't care about, you know, hardcore graphics where, you know, I could see sweat pouring off the dude's face. Don't care about that. I care about the story and what this person decided to tell us through gaming. And that's why I game, because, you know, for as powerful as the human mind is, there's an infinite number of stories to tell. Like how I brought that full circle. And I think we're only on the tip of the iceberg for stories people have to tell. It's such a great medium because you get the interactive element, and, you know, where you don't get that with movies, you don't get that with books. I mean, you just read it and you're done. You watch a movie and you're done. 2 hours later, you're good, and you can talk to your friends at the water cooler, and unless it's one of those that really hits home, you're not going to think about it for the rest of your life. Whereas video games, because you spend hours and hours and hours on these things, you start to develop a relationship with these characters and the story, and you get involved and things like that. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, this is spoilerific, but, and this game's old as hell, but when the first Call of Duty came out, I'm sorry, the first Call of Duty Modern Warfare came out, there was that scene where the nuclear bomb goes off and you're trying to escape and your main character dies. That in itself was insane to me. I can't believe they took such a great risk. And every year, they try to bump up the insanity. And I played Black Ops 2. It's okay, but I just think they're trying too hard now. But yeah, there's just so much to do with gaming that it's ridiculous. So, I mean, that was my little response to why I game.